Blog Talk Radio.
We want to go back to the old school for a minute. Hand clapping and toe tapping. We want to visit our friends over in Chicago. Sister Albertina Walker, Inez Andrews, the Baron Sisters, Clay Evans, and Father Hayes and the Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer.
Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio right here on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.chaostalkwithderekoliver. Yours truly, we're live. Or you can call our phone line, 845-277-9094. And we just want to say good evening to everyone that is listening, who's able to call in or listen in on the internet. We just want to say good evening to you all. I will be doing the show solo. My wife is at the hospital with her daughter, who is recovering from surgery. You know, she's had some peaks and valleys since she had the surgery on Friday. So we just ask you to keep her in prayer, keep my wife in prayer. She's been running up and down the highway like crazy, mad crazy. So just keep her in prayer. Just keep everyone in prayer. We got a lot we want to try to talk about tonight. I'm going to tackle some things that are real personal, need some help tonight. So I'm willing to listen because we're going to tackle some things I think that needs to be tackled, talk about some things. This is an exciting week for us. We got family coming in. We have a baptism coming up. It's just a lot going on right now in the Oliver household, I should say. And, you know, the devil is busy. And the more you do for the Lord, the more busier he's going to try to attack. And that's sort of what we're going to talk about on tonight, because I need some help dealing with some things. And I was actually praying about it and meditating about it and trying to study about it today to try to get a grasp of where I'm at. I talked to my wife about it before she had to run back up to Atlanta. And I'm in a good place spiritually, but, you know, there's some things going on that I just, you know, I need to make sure I'm good. And like I said, we have a busy month. All of July has been busy. August 1st, is just like we've just been swamped. And it don't seem like it's never going to end. And it's all good because we're doing the work for the Lord. So on one hand, it's good. But on the other hand, when the devil tries to raise up and try to get you down, I'm very transparent. Everyone knows me by now. I'm an open book. I don't really keep no secrets. But, you know, I'm all the way out there. And I was thinking about it the day before I came on the air. I was like, well, what you gonna say? What you gonna talk about? You know, I have engineers that they you know, kind of want me to keep it juicy and keep it, you know, keep everybody entertained. But, you know, Lord ain't taking me that route today. And we may get there before it's over with. But I just got some things we're gonna talk about. And before we do anything, again, just keep my wife lifted up in prayer as she's been running up and down the highway. It seemed like every we wake up, we on the highway, we come home, we do what we got to do, and we go right back on the highway. So I just keep her in prayer. She's a little nervous because I'm in control. I got a new setup. I'm not quite sure how to work it, but I believe next week or the week after next, you'll be able to go to Facebook Live as we do our show, not just on Blog Talk, but we'll be able to be live on Facebook as well, and we're trying to get all that worked out in our studio. So just bear with us, and we're trying to make our sound a whole lot better. I know during the church services, the sound is kind of distorted, and we are working on it. We've been working on it for a long time, but it takes a little bit of time, and we're definitely working on that. So we do apologize for those, but we are working on our sound when we're going live. Like next Sunday, we'll be live, and we're working on the sound. I don't know if it'll be fixed. I know the preaching and the talking is just when we got the drums and the keyboards and stuff going, it gets a little distorted when you're trying to listen into it on Blog Talk. So we are trying to work that out. So with that being said, I'm going to open this up with prayer, and I'm going to get right into it. And what I'm going to talk about a little bit today, I'm going to be a little bit all over the place, but I'm going to talk about the difference between scars and wounds. Because I got a wound right now that you know, I'm dealing with. And we're going to talk about it in a few minutes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you just be before me, Lord. Father God, if anything in me that's not right, we ask that you take it out, Father God. Father God, I ask for all forgiveness for all my sins, knowing and unknowing, Father God. Give me the wisdom and the knowledge to rightly give the people what you would have me give them, Father God. Father God, I just ask you continue to keep me strong, watch over my wife as she's on the highway, Father God. Just touch her right now, traveling mercies right now, Father God. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I started out by talking about wounds and scars. And there's a difference. You can have a wound for a long time, and you can have a scar for a long time. The difference between a scar and a wound is a scar, you're healed. It don't bother you. It don't hurt. It's a reminder that it what it used to be, but it's that no more. A wound still hurts. Wound, you know, sometimes people are wounded and you don't realize they're wounded until they start spilling their blood on you. And I'm dealing with something because a time that's supposed to be exciting for me, you know, my family all checked in. They all ready to go, got their plane tickets. You know, I'm going to actually get to be in the water when my boys get baptized. And for me, that's just, you know, that's, I'm good. When that happens and that takes place, Lord willing, on that day, I am, you know, I'll be a happy camper. As they used the old saying, happy camper. Another thing I'm happy about that I get to get in the water, I get to be in the water with my wife. That's another thing that I'm happy about. I'm proud about it because it's a journey when you can do it together, and you can do it in you know in the Lord's name. It just makes it it's a beautiful thing, and you know the devil is trying to come up against us in every avenue that he can, and I have a wound, and I was asking myself, why is this still bothering me? And before I'm not going into too big of a detail, it's just been bothering me about this wound. And I'm like, Lord, I don't want to be bleeding on other people because it's my issue. And I don't want my issue to become other people's issue. I don't even want to talk about it, but it just flares up. And I was asking myself, well, how would you minister to somebody else? I've ministered to a lot of people that has issues or wounds, but when it comes up to mine, it's a little different. And you know, the scriptures ain't working, the fast, because it's still a wound. And I was thinking about, you know, we always talk about doubting Thomas when Jesus came and Thomas doubted. And when you think about it and you read the story of Thomas, you know, when Jesus came the first time to the disciples, Thomas wasn't there. They told him about it, and Thomas said, I'm not going to believe it unless I see it. And it was 7 days later, Jesus came back to reveal himself in front of Thomas. And he had, Thomas put his hands in where the nails was, and Jesus says he was healed, and he let him touch him on the scars that he had. And he wasn't bleeding, he wasn't in no more pain, but he still had the scars. And a lot of us have scars from our past, present, or whatever. We have scars. It don't bother us no more. But if you have a wound and you're trying to get your wound together, and I'm not talking about, little issue. I'm talking about something that hurts, that bothers you, that makes you act different. And I have this wound, and I don't want to have it no more. I pray about it, but it's there. And I'm like, well, why do I still have this wound? What's going on? I have nothing to be sad about. I have nothing to be upset about. But why does this wound hurt so bad? And I can't come up with the answer. Yeah, the preacher can't come up with the answer. I don't have no idea. You pray about it. And people just pray and let it go. You know, it's just not that easy. It's not like I think about it 24/7. It's just certain times it will bring his ugly head up. And when it comes up, then I bring my ugly head up. And it's like, okay, how do you deal with it? You pray. And then you surround yourself around people who's going to encourage you to do the right thing, say the right thing. But when the wound hasn't healed yet, and a lot of times you just put it to the side, and I'm gonna try to talk myself to a different place before I get out of here tonight. But it just hurts. And yeah, you know, I can be man enough and be like, you know, there's an issue out there, and every blue moon it'll just pop up. And it's like right now with everything going on in my life, I have no reason to be dealing with this. And I'm asking the Lord, why do I have to face this? Why do I got to deal with it now? Because I'm not going to act right. I'm not going to do the godly thing. I'm going to do what they're going to do. I'm not delivered in that area yet. I'm not delivered. I'm not free. And it's weighing me down. So it's like, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with when you have something, an adversary, you try to turn it over to the Lord and you just can't let it go? Or you think you got it there, and it's just not there. And you know, a lot of people wouldn't admit it. And you know, I'm going to admit what I got going through. You know, I don't want the devil to ever hold anything on me. It's just there, and it's not nothing. You know, it's not like alcohol or going drug. It's just an issue that when it pops up, it hurts. And anything about me being a man, I am a real man. So you try to protect yourself. You try to, you know, you try to deal with it. You know, I tried to deal with it head on, didn't work. Tried to deal with it, you know, from a distance, didn't. Try to deal with it, just doesn't. But it makes you want to act crazy sometimes. And then I got to remind myself, and this is what I'm afraid of, because my open wound, and when you have an open wound, you normally bleed. And you don't want to drip blood on other people because it's not other people's problem. It's my problem. And when you drip your blood on other people, it becomes their problem. And now you got issues with other people because you're dripping blood. Don't no one want my blood on them. Just that simple. You know, I don't want nobody else's blood on me. So it's one of them type of things where I was thinking about it at work today, and I thought about Thomas and how he got to see Jesus' scars, and I'm thinking about scars. I got a lot of scars. You know, normally, you know, everybody loves me. There's a few people who don't like me, and that's fine. But even the people who don't like me, I can still speak to them. There's no animosity where I can hold my own. There's different arenas I can go in. I know I'm not welcome, but I know how to hold my own. There's nothing there that would make me want to go crazy. But this issue, it's driving me crazy because I can't get a hold of it. And you know, I'm willing to take advice. I'm willing to listen. But then again, you know, when I talk to the Lord in my meditation, the Lord said, deal with it. And it's just like, okay, I'm trying to deal with it, but if I deal with it, then you might not like my response the way I deal with it. So I'm trying to be very cautious how I move, especially this week. Like I said, we have a baptism coming up, and I'm just, first of all, I just want to give thanks to the Lord for allowing it to happen the way it happened. Then I got to give a shout out to the bishop for, you know, he just puts me in the right position. I'm in the right position, and it's just like, you know, I know he's being led by the Holy Spirit, so I really can't thank him, but I want to thank him for being obedient to the Holy Spirit to allow this to happen and you know, to you know, allow, you know, me to get in the water with my boys and be baptize them. And then, that, you know, to ask my wife to get in the water. You know, I didn't see it coming, but the more I think about it and the more I think about it, and the more I think about the message of our church, Praise Tabernacle, we're a family church. So when you look in the water, you're going to see families in there. And the, you know, if you got a strong family, you got a strong church. And it's just, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the people who are getting baptized, because it's sending a message to the world, not just the people local or, well, we're sending a message that families is important, and you have to you have to pray for your family. You have to go over and beyond for your family, because if you don't, the devil's gonna try to do everything they can to get them out of here. And I'm a witness to that with my boys. You know, I'm so happy that they're confessing to be saved. They're not perfect, but to allow this next phase of their life take off and allow me and my church to be a part of it, you just don't know what that's going to do for them in the next couple of weeks, months, or years. It's going to me, is what they need, because they're going to meet some other brothers. They're going to meet some people who want to be very push them to get over where they need to go, not just through me, just through relationships. And when you can do that, it becomes a blessing. And I'm very blessed to be in the position that I'm in. I'm very blessed to be able to serve the way that we serve. And I know that what's going on with me is just the devil trying to get me off track. I know that. I'm just being transparent and want to put it out there that I got this one issue. And it's not a weight. It's nothing to do with drugs or alcohol, women. It's just an issue. And it gets my blood pressure. It gets me going. It just takes me out of character. And it's like, Lord, you know, I've been dealing with you with this. I've been bringing it to you. Why are you allowing this? And you know, I know what people are saying. Well, you know, he won't put more on you there. And he's testing me. And I get all of that. But at the end of the day, I want results. I want to be able to be done with this issue and move on. And again, I'm in a great place with the Lord right now. I am. The Lord is blessing us rapidly, and He is really doing a work in my family. Like I said, it's a blessing. I'm gonna talk about it because the devil doesn't want it to happen. My mother was in the hospital last week. She just got out yesterday. And my dad was able to talk to the doctor, and the doctor said she'll be able to catch her flight on Friday. She's in good shape. She'd be able to go. And that's a blessing. You know, my mother is 83 years old. And, you know, she's going to fly out here and be a part of Praise Tabernacle service. And you know, I'm blessed. And then to see her youngest grandson get baptized. You know, she helped me raise him. She was, you know, babysit him for me. I didn't have to go to daycare. He went right over to Nana's house. So it's really good that my boys and my mother get to see this while she's alive. And then, I mean, I'm like, it's emotional, and I'm happy, And then on the other hand of that, you know, I get to get in the water with my wife. That's a blessing. She's going to be in there dealing with the women, but the fact is that we're going to be in the water doing this in front of my mother is you know, it's a blessing. And a lot of people, and this is what I don't think people realize at the church, you know, we may be a small church with a big ministry. There's going to be thousands of people. And when I say this, I'm not bragging, watching what's getting ready to happen on Sunday. Not because it's just me or anything like that. It's just for the, every time we talk, every time we come on the air, you know, we're very transparent. Me and my wife, we talk about things openly on the air and how God brought us through it. And even when we have issues, you know, we get through it together through this show. I asked the bishop when we first started this show, before it even started, during the pandemic, when he would go on from his garage and preach, I said, I want to be able to have a ministry in my own home just like you do. It may not be the same. We may not get up here and preach and sing, but we're giving something back that the Lord gave us to give back to the people. And the Lord has rewarded us. You know, I'm not, you know, he's blessed us, you know, with health. He's blessed us in every aspect of our life. He has blessed us. It doesn't mean that the devil is not going to try us. You know, my wife is being tried right now. You know, last week we got a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning about one of her kids in trouble. You know, to get that phone call, it takes a lot out of you. Then to get a call, you're at the hospital, you leave the hospital, you think everything's good, and you got to rush right back up there. And you get up there, okay, it was a scare, it was a moment. We know God is still in control, but the flesh of us, it takes a toll on you. And now we got family coming in, and we got other issues going on in the house that's not godly issues that we got to deal with day in and day out. And it's a lot. It's a lot. Then we have our own, you know, we have food, and people want food. Well, there's things going on. There's a lot of stuff going on, and it's just like, man, we got a lot going on. But we're not complaining, so don't take this as a complaint. Pray for us. Because we got even more coming up the next couple of weeks. Then we got more coming up the next couple of weeks. It's just like we don't get a break. And even when we go on vacation, it's really not a vacation because we're working. And then it's funny because the Lord, you're funny that way because he can send us on vacation. And when you get on vacation, you got to work on your vacation. And it's just spiritually. And it's good to do that. And I'm, you know, but it's just like, okay. Okay, Lord, now I got this issue. We got to deal with this issue now because I don't want this thing to you know, fester in me. And I definitely don't want to act ugly in front of nobody. So, you know, work it out, Lord. Work it out. And I got to laugh about it, but at the same time, I got to be careful that I don't do something or say something that may cause me to hurt my ministry in the long run. And, you know, I'm just being transparent. That's what's going on in our household. That's what's going on with us. So, like I said, keep us in prayer. Again, any scripture and word of encouragement. And a lot of times I'm noticing right now, talking with a lot of people in church, not just at my church, but different churches, a lot of people are hurting and they're asking questions. Because on the outside, when you look at us, people, you know, so you and your wife, y'all doing good. Yeah, we are. Well, I'm not going to, you know, the Lord is blessing us. And we are growing together. We're getting stronger. What we used to argue about, we don't argue about. And if we do it in a different way because we know that we have to do the Lord's work. And we can't do the Lord's work if we're not on one accord. And we may not agree on everything, but we still have to be on one accord. So when I say that, there's a lot of families because the devil don't want families to be strong. They don't want families to be tight. And he's doing everything that he can to get to the family. And what I'm noticing is he's going for the wounds. And if you're wounded and if you don't take care of that wound, however, if you got to talk about it, if you got to whatever you have to take care of that wound. You know, and the only way I can tell you to take care of it is through the word, through the word, through the word. And you're probably saying, well, why are you having trouble with yours? Because the only way I can deal with it is talk about it. and I was studying the word all day today, and I kept thinking about when Jesus was getting crucified and he was getting beat, he was hurting, and he took it. And sometimes, and this is you know, I'm getting this off the Holy Spirit, is sometimes you're going to have to hurt. You're going to have to suffer. And in doing that, it doesn't make you, especially as men, it doesn't make us weak because we're hurt. It doesn't make us any less of a man. But sometimes you have to keep taking those blows because Jesus took them. He took them all the way up until he died on the cross. And sometimes you have to take it until you hurt so bad that it ends up, when you die, it becomes not a wound no more, it becomes a scar. It may take you a long time to get over it, but once you get tired of it, I'm assuming this is what the Lord is telling me, it's going to die inside me. And when it dies inside me, it's going to become a scar. And then I'll be able to walk around the person and be able to let them look at me and see the scar. Like Thomas had to look at Jesus because he doubted it. And a lot of times people will want to wound you and try to kill you. But the thing about it is, you just let that scar die and let it heal up. And when it heal up, however long it takes, it may take years. Then again, it may take not even that long. Everybody's situation is different, and everybody's walk with the Lord is different. Sometimes the Lord will heal it up real quick. Sometimes he won't. There's a lot of people in the Bible, the woman who had the issue for 12 years. She had it for 12 years. Then you had a woman that was bent over. She was bent over for 18 years. And the reason they put the time in there and the, how long is because it looked like it was hopeless and because it looked like it was no other way that they could survive. But at some point, Jesus touched them, and they straightened up. They were healed immediately. There was some time they had to deal with the hurt and the pain. And sometimes we got to deal with the hurt and the pain. And then, you know, you have a lot of people like Thomas. It's going to try you. I don't believe it until they see it. And then when they see it, you know, then it's going to be a little bit different. And it's very important that, you know, on tonight, on today, we have to really turn our whole lives over to Jesus. And as I watch me and my wife, if we do what we do, and it's not bragging because there's nothing about what we do to brag about. We just want to be servants unto the Lord to the best of our ability. And it's a us thing, but then again, it's an individual thing. You know, my wife can't ride my coattail and I can't ride her coattail. There's some things we got to do. We have to do it on our own. You know, my wife is dealing with an issue that she's dealing with. I'm there to support her, but she has to deal with that issue on her own. And I have to deal with this issue on my own. And she may not understand why I'm dealing with it the way I'm dealing with it. I may not understand why she's dealing with her issue. But the thing about it is you got to be there to support one another. My wife left here today, and when I come home, she was leaving. And our conversation before she left, I'm not going to get into the conversation, but it's a beautiful thing when you have support. It's a beautiful thing when you can back one another up. It's a beautiful thing when it works like that. But then again, I got to remind myself, when it's working like that, the devil's coming from a different angle to try to mess it up. And he'll bring the least thing that you think. You think you had it together, you didn't have to deal, then he just bring it right up in front of your face and say, deal with it. But now I have everybody watching me because my whole family is watching me. People in Ohio are watching me. People North Carolina are watching me. People in Maryland is watching me. And there's a lot of different things that can be triggered that can make me mess all this stuff up if I act ugly. And I think the Lord didn't put us in this position for us to act ugly. And it's a beautiful thing. And again, I keep taking it to the water because They're going to be fathers and daughters, fathers and sons, and it's going to be it's going to be a beautiful experience. But people say, why do you mean to be about a baptized people being baptized? Because these are my boys, and it's more personal. You know, I can't worry about how everybody else takes it, but this is important to me because, you know, my father baptized me. And when he baptized me, that's when I knew that I was called to preach. You know, it's just that simple. And shared a little testimony about that. The way we did baptism is, you know, we did it on a Sunday night. I never forget it. It was like yesterday. And everyone that was getting baptized had to do their confession. And you could have been saved 2 days. You could have been saved 10 years. You had to say, you know, you were saved. You had to confess in front of everybody. You had to talk before the congregation, before you went into the pool. It was just that simple. Everyone was saved, but you had to say, yeah, I'm saved and going ready to go in the water. And I was sitting there nervous. And, you know, as a little kid, what you going to say? What you going to say? We're trying to prepare what we're going to say. And when I got up to say, you know, I'm getting ready to get baptized, you know, the Holy Spirit just took over. And right then and there, then no one else knew it, but I knew it. And it's just important to me. This is very important. It's sacred. I'm happy. Again, my family will be here. My mother, she's a real joy. She's a very strong, proud, black woman. And she would tell you she raised us by herself, but she's not lying. And you know, she's still strong. And, you know, I'm saving part of this testimony for Sunday, but I guess, you know, they say I can't hold water. But the other day, it was like 100 degrees outside. I was at work, and it was hot, and it was a miserable day. And I was getting ready to come home, and I called my wife like I always do, and she said, I got bad news. The air conditioner is broke. It's not working. And I'm already hot, the car hot. I'm sweating, need to take a shower. The last thing I want to do is walk into a hot house. So I'm mad. So what I wanted to do was, and what I tried to do was call my mother to vent. And my mother was having none of that. Even before I can get 2 minutes, she said, well, what's wrong? And I started to tell her, and she stopped me. She said, look, it could be a whole lot worse. She said, so what you going to do when you get home? I said, I got to call someone about that. Well, thank God you got somebody to call because some people ain't got no. She just would not let me have a pity party. She would not let me get comfortable in the situation I was in. Not that I was going to be there long. I just wanted to vent. She wouldn't allow me to vent. And I thank the Lord for that. But also at the exact same time, I learned something because the following week, my baby son called me with the same, he was hot, he was mad. And he had got a new job selling cars, and he had sold like 7-8 cars. And so he was waiting on his money to come in, and they told him, you got to wait another week. He was livid, and I had to, and I was getting mad for him, but I had to remind myself, well, what did your mother say when you was that? And I had to remind him. So, yeah, I'm still a work in progress because as easy as I could have jumped on his side and had a party with him and pout and complain and, you know, go cuss these people out, it didn't work like that. And I'm just, like I said, I'm trying to say, I don't think I'm the perfect parent because sometimes I do make mistakes. But, you know, in that case, I was so calm and I told him, it's probably better that you don't get paid this week than you get paid next week. He's probably saving you for something. And I swear to you, a couple of days later, it was Saturday, and it was last Saturday, Saturday before last, my son said, asked him how work go. He said it was horrible until the end. And I said, what you mean? He said, we closed at 5, but at 4:30, I sold 2 more cars in 30 minutes. And he said everyone in the job was mad because they knew I was going to be there longer, and they had to stay there longer. And they were looking at me crazy and funny, but the Lord blessed me. And this is his word. He was using the Lord blessed me with 2 sales at the last minute. And it's just like, okay, I hear you now. I feel you now. Now, his language is changing a little bit. He didn't say he was lucky. He used the Lord's name. Same thing happened yesterday at the hospital. The word that I heard was my wife's daughter, she was in a lot of pain, and she couldn't say nothing but Jesus. No other word came out of her mouth but Jesus. And my wife was so as worried and stressed as she was when she heard that, it was like, whew, it was a big relief. I felt the weight just lift off of her because she said she knew who to call on. And see, this is what I mean with blessed. It ain't always about the money. It ain't always about, you know, being in the bright lights. It's little things like that that matters, that doesn't nobody see, don't nobody hear about. But as a parent, or as a friend or a sibling, when you hear that, it just blesses your soul that no matter what happened, she was calling on Jesus. And see, that's my whole message for tonight. I came on here calling on you because I need help. I just need help. And there's nothing wrong with needing help. And the Lord was telling me, be more, instead of being mad all the time or wanting to fight, just be honest. You need help. You need help. You need help. And there's nothing wrong with needing help. And another thing that I'm trying to let people know, especially Praise Tabernacle, because it's a perfect place to do internship. And what you mean by internship, it's a perfect place to work on your gift. It's a perfect place where you can build yourself up. When we came to Praise Tabernacle, me and my wife, I would tell you, we wasn't doing nothing. We were spiritually broke. I tell the bishop, when I sat at a church for 3 years and didn't do nothing. I had a five-minute testimony in 3 years. They asked me to do nothing. So now I'm in a place where I can perfect my ministry. Not only perfect my ministry, but the ministry to serve the Lord. There's so many different places you can serve at. You don't have to be the best. Just serve the Lord. Serve Him. Go pass out some bags of food. I ain't telling you to do it because I'm doing it, but that's not my calling. The Lord didn't call me to go pass food out, but He did say feed His people. You know, one of the things, I can go out there every now and then and pass some grocery bags out. It's not going to hurt me. It's not beneath me to do that. But a lot of people don't want to do that, and they want to complain about the church ain't doing nothing. Well, if the church ain't doing nothing, it ain't the pastor's fault. It's really your fault. Because there's a lot of avenues that you can serve in. And if you don't like being an usher, you ain't got to be an usher. Try it. You don't like it, do something else. Clean the church. You don't want to clean the church, try to sing. You don't want to sing, try to teach. There's a lot of different avenues that you can do that will build you up. And then to ask the question, how's your family so blessed? Okay, a lot of times it's not about the money. It's about how the Lord will bless you and give you the desires of your heart. And sometimes we went on vacation. I kid you not. My wife is a witness. The people from Disney, it wasn't no group rate. It wasn't no courtesy credit. These people, for some reason, love me. They said, we're going to send you 4 tickets. They sent them to me. They sent them to me. Gave me 4 tickets. When you coming back? And since I had a mix-up with some tickets before, you know, you got to call and register, they don't even give me the tickets no more. They just send me the value gift card of the tickets. So you buy your own tickets. And if you don't want to buy the tickets, you know, and I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm going on vacation on somebody else's dime. And my family get to go. And those are the type of blessings that you know, we have. Me and my wife, we were supposed to go to Hawaii for our anniversary. You know, I'm just throwing it out. We were supposed to go, but because of situations out of our control, you know, we had to postpone the trip. You know, anything is not going to happen. But that was a trip that was paid for by Blog Talk, because I've been on there for so many years and bringing so many people. Just by you calling in tonight, you just don't know how much of a blessing you is just calling in the show tonight. Just calling in. You ain't even got to be listening. You had a phone up there and la, la, la. It really don't matter. It's a blessing. And I'm a blessed person. So when I come out here and I'm very transparent by what I say, it's no secret. I just want to be the best Derek that I can be. I want to be the best. And in knowing that, sometimes you just have to confess your faults. And sometimes if you struggle with something, you just got to, I'm struggling with it. And be man up, I'm struggling with this thing. You know, I ain't going to hide from it. You know, I'm probably talking too much. And I told the pastor last week, I'm going to address some things if I hear them. Everybody know that I'm a Steelers fan. I love the Pittsburgh Steelers. I will argue with you for a very long time. I can almost probably convince you to be a Steelers fan. I'm the same way, Steelers, I am about my church and the people that are around me in my church. I will argue with you. And it may not be good all the time. It may not be pleasant all the time. But I'm not going to allow anybody around me that's going to hurt my blessings. We came in here, me and my wife, we came in here. We was just two married people who loved each other and who wanted to serve the Lord. And I look 3 years later, I'm looking at what's about to happen this weekend. And, yeah, it's emotional for me. And my mother requested to come. I didn't advertise her to come down. She requested to come. My boys requested to be baptized. And when you serve the Lord, I'm telling you, your family will slowly clean. All you got to do is just be on fire for the Lord. Do what the Lord tells you to do. I ain't got to chase nobody. I ain't got to go and preach behind nobody else's poop. I don't have to do it no more. I'm done. I told a pastor the other day, I don't just go preach anywhere no more. I just don't go. I don't want to go no more. I'm on an assignment, and my assignment is doing what God called me to do. And whenever he assigns me to preach, I'm going to preach. I ain't got to go making myself go preach all over the country, because if I do that, I'm going to leave my family here, and I'm not going to do that. First of all, my wife ain't going to have it, because if it don't fit within the concept of what we got going on, then it's not meant for me to be. And I'm not the only preacher out there that can preach. And if they want to listen to me, they can listen to me every Monday. Or they can listen to where I'm going to church at every Sunday. You got a couple ways of listening. You can listen on Blog Talk, or you can go to Facebook. And some Sundays I'm broadcasting live on my Facebook page. I'm not about that church life anymore. I'm not about that what we used to do, how we used to want to go preach every other weekend and go to these other churches. And I'm not doing that no more. Unless I'm on assignment. If the Lord gives us an assignment, and it will be within the realm of me and my wife, and then I have to put me in my church, because we have to be in church on Sunday. Only way we ain't in church on Sunday, and he already know why we won't be in church. I ain't even got to call him to tell him. He's going to think it's either one of three things. Either Oliver's sick, one of his mother-in-law, something is wrong, something wrong with the kids. That'll be it. It ain't going to be because I'm lazy and I just don't come to church. Or I'm going to speak at another church. No. There's other preachers out there that can preach, that can do what I do. My assignment is doing what I'm doing right now. And I'm looking to have a great weekend at the hotel this weekend. I'm looking to fellowship. And I'm just looking to just rejoice in what the Lord is doing, because I know the devil's coming back after us even harder. And I already told my sons, that I said, you're gonna hear this for a long time. The devil's going to come after y'all right after you come out the water. He's going to come after y'all even harder because of what your daddy is doing. And every candidate that's being baptized, their family is going to get attacked, because we are a family church. One thing you can't say, we push family and family time. The devil tired of Praise Tabernacle when their family's going on vacation, family spending quality time. He's tired of that, and he's going to do everything he can to disrupt us. But I'm putting him on notice, and I'm putting everyone in Praise Tabernacle on. We got to go to work. The harvest is right. We got to go to work. The only way you're going to keep your family strong, serve the Lord. And I ain't saying serve the Lord 24/7. Serve the Lord with your family. with your family. That don't mean you got to be doing all this stuff and your family waiting on you. Take your family with you and then have some family time. If you don't get nothing else of what I'm saying tonight, you don't get nothing else the rest of the year, have some family time. Take a moment for you and your family and do it in a way that the Lord will tell you to do it. Don't do it the way everybody else doing it. Do it the way the Lord will tell you to do it. You ain't got to go to Disney to go on vacation. You can go right up to one of these parks and take some bologna sandwiches and just chill and have fun and reflect on how the Lord has blessed y'all. That's just as good as going to Disney. You got to start somewhere. You got to start something because Disney is expensive. Trust me. I know. It's expensive. And I'm not bragging because we went to Disney. It was a blessing for us to go. It was a blessing. And I see why everyone want to go to Disney. It's a beautiful place. You see the kids' face. It's worth every penny of it. The heat and the hot and all that, I complain about that in a sermon a different day. But it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And to be a black man and be able to take my family to Disney says a lot. Says a lot. Every black man that took his family on vacation or spent time with his family is a blessing. And the devil don't like it. And we're going to keep striving to do that. We're going to keep striving to keep families together, keep them strong, keep them united, and do it the right way. You ain't got to be a bishop or a deacon or an elder to be able to serve the Lord. You ain't got to be just be a regular church member. Come to church, pray, fellowship. Something's going to rub off on you. Something's going to just keep coming to church. Especially around us. I ain't even got into the macking game yet. I ain't even talked about how I'm going the second half of this year, because we're in August, we got a few more months, how I'm going to become Mac Daddy again on my wife. Because that's what we ought to do as black married men. We ought to talk about how we love our wives openly in public. If you can't do it openly in public, something's wrong. I know my wife look at me like I'm crazy when I say it, but I have sons that's watching me, and I have to show them. I can't just tell them. You know, I got to show them. My son be amazed how I do what I do. And I just tell him, it's just, I'm blessed. I'm just blessed because I know Jesus. And when you know Jesus, then, you know, he can hook your brother up. He can hook you up. And I'm glad to be serving in the church that preaches family first. And again, I hope y'all got something out of this tonight. I wasn't trying to be real deep. I'm just being transparent. There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend with us. I'm going to be up and down the highway to Atlanta so many times between today and next Sunday and Monday. But I love it, though. I love it. And just pray for us. And pray that we have a good time, a good turnout. And again, everyone that prays out ought to be happy about what's going on Sunday. With the pandemic and everything going on and everything just changed. I'm just happy that we can come together and unity, but we're doing it in the community. And again, when I get a minute, I'm going to talk to the bishop because he said this way back in December, how he wanted us out in the community and serving, not so much trying to gain 1,000 people in our little sanctuary, but just being a blessing in the community. The other day, I was in Walmart, and I don't even know who this gentleman was, but he knew me because I gave him some groceries. And he gave me a dap. And said, next time that you give groceries out, make sure I get a bag. He said, man, he was so thrilled with what he got and what we gave him. And a lot of times I just forget to talk about it because you go from one person to another person. It's just too many of them. And it's what we're supposed to do. Now, when people see Praise Tabernacle and the groceries we give them and little I don't know, we got these little Bible, New Testament on on an iPad. Not an iPad. It's some type of pad recording that has the whole New Testament on the Bible. He was so thrilled about that. And we had got these, we were blessed. Minister Tobert had donated these hamburgers. They called them Angus burgers. And they really, you know, them real expensive. This ain't no cheap stuff we be giving out. Those, you know, this is, I you know, I'm a steak eater, you know, and beef eater, you know. I would pay for those myself. And you know, we're not giving away stuff people don't want. You know, a lot of times you get all these canned goods, and we grateful for everything we get. But, you know, sometimes we get a lot of stuff people don't want. And you know, that's fine. But thank the Lord that everything we've been giving away, people really have enjoyed it to the utmost, to the point where, you know, they say, you get any more than a burger, let me know. I didn't pay you for something. No, we ain't starting that. But it's a blessing. And I didn't get it back in December, and I slowly getting it. And as time moves on, I'm starting to understand this vision that the bishop has isn't really just about us coming to church on Sunday. It's about being effective in the community. And when people see you, they know you because you're serving the Lord. The man didn't know my name. He didn't know I went to church, and he knew what we gave him. And he was happy. And, man, I never stepped foot in our church, but we made a mark. We planted a seed. Now, maybe someone else may come pick that harvest up. But I'm just a blessing to be able to do something like that. And, you know, be around a group of men that are willing to go out. And if I can pick up the phone now and call them, and you're going to do this on this day, they'll be strapped up and ready to roll. So, you know, I'm very thankful for that. I think I didn't talk enough. Time for me to get on out of here, you know. So hopefully you enjoyed the show. Again, next week we're going to be trying, if not next week, the week after that, we're going to try this Facebook Live thing. It'll be myself. My wife says she's not coming on the camera, so it'll be me, but you will be able to hear her. So we're just trying to work the kinks out of that. Again, let's not forget, and before I do forget, let me give you all the address of where we're going to be on Sunday. And we're starting at the same time, 9 o'clock Sunday morning. We'll be on at 9 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 9, starting our service. And we will be on Satellite Boulevard. I'm pulling the address up now. 9 o'clock. Service will probably be about an hour and a half. And after the service over, we just ask you to sit tight in the meeting room until we're ready for you in the pool, and then you'll be escorted into the pool area. And we start our baptism, and after it's over with, they don't want us standing around. They want us to get out of there. So when it's over with, you know, and going home, and then do what we have to do. So with that being said, I just want to, you know, thank all you guys for listening. We appreciate you. And again, the address of the facility we're going to be at, I'm pulling it up, it's moving slow for me. I know it's Satellite Boulevard. They're going to pull up for me. Satellite Boulevard. The Courtyard by Marriott. It's in Duluth, right off of Sugarloaf Boulevard is where it is. I'm just waiting for the address to pull up. Everything came but the address. That's how you know the devil don't want us to do this, because every time I come and get the address, it always messes it up, and I get tongue-tied. I keep wanting to say, everything but Courtyard. But anyway, it's the Courtyard by Marriott at Sugarloaf. Go online. It'll be on my page in the next few minutes. You can be able to get the address of where it's going to be. Or just call me. I'll tell you how to get there. We'll be there. Again, that's where my mother and my boys will be staying at. And, we're looking to have a good time in the Lord, praising the Lord. And again, I'm excited about it, emotional as well. And like I said, it's a great day. It's a great day. And the address is 1948 Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, Georgia. 30097 is the zip. Again, that's 1948 Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. And that is the Marriott, the Courtyard by Marriott. And that's where we're going to be. So get there early. Get you in a good seat. If you can't be there in person, we'll be on Facebook Live. And we'll be on Chaos Talk Radio as well. And, again, we think we got about 10, 12 people going in the water. So get there, and we got a nice little group going in, in the water. And, be good to go. We will be definitely good to go. So definitely keep me and my wife in your prayers as she took the evening off. Me and keep her daughter, Nay, in prayer. I believe she is feeling a little bit better. But my wife will give me an update here in a little bit, and I'll let everybody know. But again, she's a trooper. She's very strong, and to have this surgery and to be where she is so far, we're very blessed. But what we asked the Lord for, that's exactly what he did, and he definitely healed her and brought her out, and she has a bright, bright future without this being it's over with. All she got to do is just, give it a few more days and to get her strength back, she'll be good to go, And can't keep my wife in prayer. She's one of the strongest black women I know. Keep her in prayer. Again, she got things going on as well within the house. We both do, and we're tackling them together. I don't think when I say it's separate, that we're separate, but there's certain things that I'm the lead on, and there's certain things that she's the lead on, because it's just the way the situation works. So, again, just keep us in prayer. D&K is going to be back again. We're going to be more crazier. We're going to be more spiritual. We're just going to do what God has called us to do. So with that being said, this is a great day. Hopefully y'all been blessed. Hopefully you got something out of it. And just remember, there's a difference between a scar and a wound. And just remember that. A wound still hurts. So if it still hurts you, you're wounded. And it's okay to be wounded. You just got to know how to make sure you get to the right people, be around the right people to know how to nurse that wound and that you ain't bleeding on everybody. And that's a lot in what I'm saying right there. And then eventually you'll be able to show the people who doubted you the scars, and you can be able to laugh with them. Because more than likely the same people who you show your scars to is probably the same people who caused you to get the scars in the first place. So you'll be able to laugh right in their face at what they tried to do to kill you. They didn't do nothing but scarred you. Made you stronger, made you better, and made you be able to overcome them. Just like when Jesus went to Calvary and he died, he got back up again, he overcame all of that and showed his scars. Even to the people that was close to him who didn't believe that it was him. And he came back 7 days later. The word, I like that, because it was 7 days later when Jesus came back and showed himself to Thomas. And we're getting the baptism on August the 7th. I just like that number. My wife likes numbers. I'm starting to like numbers too, so sevens. And when he saw it, he got another chance. So on the 7th, hopefully this will be your opportunity. If the Lord should tarry, it'll be another opportunity for you to get it right. Don't be like Thomas in doubt and bleed on everybody. And got to see it to believe it. But if you do, come around Sunday, because where the presence, the Lord will be there, Jesus will be there, and you can see his wounds. You can see his scars, I'm saying. because everyone that comes in that building has some type of scar, and you'll be able to see it. And then maybe you'll be a believer because of what you're going through. Somebody there has already went through it. All you got the scars to prove it. So I just want you to know that when you come in on Sunday, and like I said, we're expecting to have a great time. We ain't going to be there all day, but I do plan to shout. I do plan to have a great time in the Lord. We had a great time yesterday. The bishop preached. He preached. I don't know, like he slept at the foot of Jesus and came in there with his white shoes on and preached. I knew he was going to preach because he had the white shoes on. But anyway, with that being said, I'm dying on my him in his white shoes. But again, be with us on tomorrow. We have Praise Tabernacle Bible Study, 7 p.m., same time, same phone number. So be there. Also, Praise Tabernacle Sunday morning service will not be at 199 Crogan Street. We'll be at the hotel on satellite on Sunday at 9 a.m. So make sure that you get it. Don't say you didn't know about it because we've been saying it for the longest. And we'll be there. Also, our chaos schedule is normal. Wednesday morning, event break at 8 a.m. Wednesday night, you have Watchmen on the Wall at 9 p.m. Thursdays, we have the Bluette family comes on, and they're talking about their families and how they get old, family issues. And sometimes it's not just family issues. It's just tune into them because you'll be blessed by what they be talking about and what they go through, what they went through. And, you know, it's definitely a blessing. And then on Saturdays, we have Spiritual Sense of Life with Overseer Timothy Jackson out of Dallas, Texas. And with that being said, there's going to be some other shows we're going to be bringing on. And for all the guys out there that want to be a part of fantasy football, Deacon Dulcher gave me this idea. He actually said something to me, and I came up with an idea. We're going to do a fantasy football. We're going to do a sports talk. Yeah, we're going to do a sports talk. They like to argue with me, so I'm going to argue with them on the Chaos Show. We're going to start it up on Saturday. I don't know if it's going to be this Saturday, but on Saturday we're just going to get together. The men, I know you women, I'm sorry, but if you want to talk football, you can get on Talk Football with us, and we're going to talk about some football this year and see if they can last all year with being Falcon fans and stuff like that. But I'm not going to go into that with them Falcon fans. With that being said, we are out of here. Again, keep us in prayer. We'll definitely be praying for you. So have a good night, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
You are now tuned into Chaos Radio. Your host, Jared Oliver. Controversial and committed spiritual.